Hi, my name is Francois, and I'm one of the contributors to the international development of IDER. And to do so, I'm lucky enough to travel a lot and meet fantastic companies, unbelievable companies. And I cannot think of a better example of such great companies than NENT. The speakers are going to tell you more about it, so I'm not going to expand more, but suffice to say that NENT is one of these companies that has an unbelievable vibrancy in terms of their business, but also on how creative they are in using and reaping the maximum benefits out of IDER. They are going basically to show how it is possible to use IDER not only to register content, but across business processes for the entire company. It is my pleasure to introduce Frida Berlin and Urban Laufman from NENT.
Thank you. I have quite a booming voice as it is, so please indicate if I'm speaking too loudly, because I'm not that used to using a microphone. Let's see if we can get this working. So, this is forward?
Yes, this is the bad side.
I will not press that one. I give you my promise. Yay. Okay, thanks. So, we're from the Nordics, based in Stockholm. Me and Frida, we represent Nordic Entertainment Group. Up until last year, more known as MTG. Some of you might have heard of MTG. I don't think almost anyone of you has heard of NENT. So instead of going through all this, we're going to try to show a video. Sorry, yeah, and see if it works. So let that speak for us.
Welcome to a world of entertainment.
Story.
Nordic Entertainment Group is the Nordic region's leading entertainment provider.
This place you've got.
We engage millions of people every day with our streaming services, TV channels, and radio stations.
Daily basis, we reach about 500,000 listeners live.
We are committed to being the number one provider of world-class sports, movies, and series.
I love my family.
And our production companies create and export the best of Nordic stories to the rest of the world.
Take the ditch to a whole new level.
We're passionate about online video and help creators and advertisers to succeed in social media. We use our innovation, creative thinking, and cutting-edge technology to empower our users to decide when and where they want to be entertained. Here at Nordic Entertainment Group, we have the content, the platforms, and the people. We have all the ingredients for a bright future. We are NENT Group.
If anyone wonders the reason for that video is that we're doing an IPO later this year. So you saw it was very sort of like, we're the best, buy our share. But yeah, we are a great company. And as you saw me, we range from linear to through the digital space. We even have radio stations. Don't ask me why. I don't work with those. Neither does Frida. But I was going to tell you a little bit more about our flagship product, Viaplay, which in the SVOD space goes toe-to-toe with HBO and Netflix in the Nordics. But Viaplay is sort of consists of more business models than that. So we range from the electronic sell-through all the way to the TV space. And if you caught that on the video, we also have another product called Viafree, where we have AVOD service and catch up. And of course we have catch up then on our set-top boxes, etc. So we're a small company, and we're just in the Nordics, but we buy content from, well, most of you in here, at least if you're from a major studio, we produce our own content as well. I mean, if Netflix has taught us anything, is that you have to sort of be relevant with your own content, you have to have your own brand. So we're working hard on that. Well, if we're that great, why are we here? Why do we need either? Why did we need either? Well, you know, every coin has its flip side, and growing fast and expanding a business across several regions with a lot of content and a lot of different business models, that creates problems. And I don't have a fancy sketch of how everything is connected, but let's just imagine that you have a rights management system, and in that system, one title could actually be registered 10 times. And that was sort of our starting point a few years back. So each title had to be addressed with metadata, with images, with other things, and it was a pain. And everything was done more or less manually. There was little or no automation. And I think you recognize this from the ITV presentation as well. So what we concluded, just when I started the company, and I brought in Frida, or not me personally, but we sort of like, that's a good girl, we need her. What we concluded was that we had the need for one source of truth. And we investigated different paths towards that. We looked at ISA, ruled it out, at least then. We looked at creating our own ID, but being, you know, in the Nordics, we're not global in that sense. And I like Carrie's analogy about the pie. I mean, it's going to be a bigger piece of the pie for us if we share, if we collaborate. So we decided that we would go for either. And at the same time, we choose to implement Babanio from Babanio. Because both Eider and Babanio had a business model or at least a data structure that just suited us very well, something that we had lacked from our rights management system, which was quite flat. So we needed the structure for a series, maybe, to have a brand, to have seasons, to have episodes. So in order to succeed with the automation, we sort of came up with a mantra as well, and this would not have been possible if we hadn't had the support from management, something that Ben mentioned, that a title is not added into Movida if it hasn't been matched to either yet. So, I mean, if you take that in perspective, that means that, well, once we started rolling this out, it was either we do this or we don't. So I'm coming back to that. But that was very important, that we sort of took that standpoint and said, yeah, we need to bring order to chaos. This is the way we do it. And we began implementing it piece by piece, first for Viaplay, then for all our on-demand content in 2017, and for linear content, except for live sports, in 2018. And I wanted to give you an example of what this has gained us. So this is obviously a title that we bought from Disney, or bought the rights for the Nordics. So, since we are on all of these different platforms, we start at the starting point. I mean, we buy the rights, we put it into our rights management system, and usually then it starts off as an EST title, as you see in the top. So we match it towards either, and we start adding metadata, images, genres, etc. And once that is done, you can see where this is going. I mean, first it goes up as an EST, then it continues to the TVOD window, and onwards to SVOD for Viasat and for Viaplay, finally catch up, and it ends up on the linear TV. And these might be different products in our rights management system, but they're all tied together through Movida and then through either. So there's no need to sort of have a separate set of metadata, a separate set of things. But in order to get here, that was a pain. So, how did we do this? Well, we're not, as I said, I think two times already, we're not a huge company. We didn't have the option of sort of bringing in 50 consultants and doing this for all our services over the course of a few months. So we rolled this out slowly but surely, one piece at a time. And we started with setting up integrations towards IDRS API, and I think that was key that we did that. And we also developed, since we have the luxury of having our own development, our own developers, we developed an internal tool for managing content. So we pulled the content from our rights management system, you know, with the relevant information, threw it at the IDRS API. For movies, we usually got good responses altogether. We could just, you know, match it automatically and push it in. But for series, we needed Frida and her small team. Because as you heard earlier, I mean, series, they're a pain. And there's no way around it. You need to tackle them sooner or later. If you want to get the full benefit of this, as we do, you need to tackle them. And it's not easy. It's going to be frustrating. There were actually points in the beginning where we're like, well, should we just abandon this whole concept because it's too aggravating? But we prevailed, and we're glad that we did that, because at some points, you know, there came this you've never had this at your companies, I guess, but that someone had signed a last minute deal with Fox or with Disney and said, well, we have to push these titles in, you have a couple of weeks. And we're like, yeah, let's have a look at it and see how quickly we can get it into either, or match it, or register it, because that's the way it goes. Like, no, we have to, no, there's no other way. It goes through, otherwise you'll have to wait. And as you realize, that wouldn't have been possible if management had said, no, you have to do it anyway, because that would have wrecked the whole thing. So, and series, well, they're bad, but old legacy, especially your own old shit, if I can call it that, can be even worse. And there were things, I mean, you talked about a series from the 70s. I mean, we have, like, what is it called? Days of Our Lives? Yeah. We have Days of Our Lives going every day on our linear channels. And, you know, getting the sense of that structure, it was hard. But luckily for us, I mean, at that point, we hadn't implemented either for linear yet. So it was just a catch-up that was sort of lagging a bit for a week or two before we got the grip of that. But, step by step. And, well, as you may have seen in my title, I'm a project manager, but it's not a project, actually. And I think Ben touched on that as well. I mean, this is not something that you just do and then you walk away. This is a process. This is something that you live with. It's something that is continuous. So I'm here to talk about, I mean, how we did it. But I don't work with either day to day now anymore. I have other projects that I need to attend to. GDPR was one of them. Yay, that was cool. This is a similar graph to what Ben showed, that, I mean, initially we had different teams, we had different, you know, titles or actually products. It was the same title but different products. And we had little or no automation. And then when we started this, the workload increased. I mean, it was hard. I mean, the same teams that sort of barely struggled with our manual processes, they were like, well, now we have to do that, and we have to fix this as well. So we brought in some extra help, not that much, but a little bit, for a year, about, to sort of handle that lump of work. And now we start seeing the benefits. I mean, now we have streamlined the process, we have reduced the number of teams working with this, and now we have a much better grasp of things and can move forward in a much better fashion. So, just a few numbers. We have three IDR operators, Frida being the lead operator, and then she has two colleagues. And I want to stress actually that they also sort of like the board members of IDR, they also have other things they need to fix. So it's not three full-time employees working with this, it's about one and a half, two employees, sort of full-time. And in total they registered 42,000 assets in Iron, because as I mentioned initially, I mean, we produce our own content as well. I mean, we don't have Big Brother, but we have something similar that's even worse. We have Paradise Hotel. So it's not just about matching content that TiVo has registered or that Disney has registered. You actually have to register your own content as well. And in total, they now matched 134,000 of our products. And they monitor this daily, or not in the weekends, I hope. Usually not in the weekends, no. They're monitoring what we publish on 80 on-demand platforms across four countries, and usually about 3,000 to 4,000 titles that are published each month. And then there are 17 linear channels that they need to ensure. And I mean, with linear, it becomes quite interesting because, I mean, you can say that, well, you have an on-demand title, it has a rights window. Yeah, you want to meet that, you want to be able to push the title in time. But linear, I mean, it's going to be on at 8 o'clock tonight, whether it's not matched or not. So you better make sure that you do it in time. So they're sort of working. They're always working a few weeks ahead to ensure that they can handle whatever gets thrown at them last minute, basically. And well, the benefits. We're all hoping that there are benefits. And well, as I mentioned, greatly reduced workload. That's been evident. It took a while, but now it's very evident that we can actually reduce the workload. We can handle more with less resources. And minimizing uncertainties. Because, I mean, we came from sort of this, there are 10 titles that are all the same, or we talked about all the Friends episodes. Yeah, we have all our Friends, but in our rights management system, the 10 seasons have no relationship to each other, or they hadn't before we introduced either. So they were like separate entities. So getting this structure, getting sort of some order out of chaos, that was great. But that was great from sort of an architectural point of view and when you like to have things ordered and structured. But it also managed us to automate the whole process. So Movida from Vivanio is actually, it's made for online publishing. You schedule content for online platforms and you push it out. But we said to them, that's online, but what about linear? Like, the linear is not that different. And after some discussions back and forth, we found a way to actually push our linear schedules into the system as well. So from linear side, I mean, I don't even want to tell you, but how it worked 1 year ago is that someone manually entered the linear schedule into a rights management system, and then they pushed up an Excel to another team that sat in our press system and did the same thing, and then they sent the Excels back and forth when there were updates and whatever. And now with Eider and with Movida, we can take everything from the rights management system, push it straight into Movida. And since we have the metadata usually from previous publishings from publishing it as an online title, it just goes through automatically. So the workload has dropped drastically. And catch-up was even worse. So without Eider and without Movida, we would not have been possible to automate catch-up. So there also there were all of these lists taken out and fixed, and now we can just, okay, I want to see what can we send to this partner for this month. You just push a few buttons and then you get it out. And if they want an Excel, they can get an Excel. If they want to fetch it through an API, they're welcome to do that. So, but we will not stop there. So our focus for this year is, for one thing, integration with content suppliers. And that's one of the reasons why we were allowed to come here. So you better come talk to us later. Because we work on the premise that we can actually start to use either in how we... Did I talk too long? Is it like, was this the cutoff sign? No? Okay. We will... start with Disney, because Disney has actually come quite far when it comes to Disney. Can I use this one?
Well,
33 seconds.
Okay.
Well, Ben stole some of our time. Yeah. Okay. I can still use it. I just wanted to be here for a while to do micromanagement. We're discussing with Disney to start fetching their metadata through XML files. Currently, our teams, what they do is that they go to the Disney press sites in four countries, and then they do copy paste. So we will start working on that together with them. We are registering trailers in either. Last year we did it not a good way, or we did it not the way that we wanted to, not the way that either proposes that you do it. So we're currently implementing the right way to do it. And we're launching trailers now, hopefully during Q1. We're also looking at, we heard mentioned the IMF format previously. I don't know if you know about the IMF format. I'm hoping to hear more about it today. I don't personally work with it, but we have a different team that works with automating our ingest process and our transcoding process. So IMF is very interesting from that perspective, and we're very happy that IDER has taken sort of a forward-leading position there. And then, of course, you have the reporting and the follow-up across different services. I mean, we heard that mentioning as well from Ben. I mean, the fact that you know what is what, and that what was broadcasted on that channel is the same that was on that channel or on that service, that greatly helps. But this is, as I said, we haven't gotten all of these things done yet, so this is what we're working on right now. And we got our architect for our Viaplay service, when we got him to understand that we could actually start linking non-linear and linear content, he got a bit excited as well, and that doesn't happen often. So here's an example from our TVE part. So you see How I Met Your Mother is on there on TV6 at 8, between 6 and 6:30. And here you can see it in Movida. 6 to 6:30 is actually on, episode 17 is on right after. And we have it as well in our SVOD service. There you have the full sort of catalog of that series. And we haven't yet started, but we will start to sort of link this, and it becomes, of course, particularly interesting when you have shows that are broadcasted and then put up as SVOD or catch-up afterwards. Because what's the point of doing it, like, going through that whole process when you can just say that, well, actually, you can just click to play right now because you sort of link into the stream, and that was impossible before. Okay, so we're gonna let Frida tell you a little bit more about what you can do and what we hope for.
Okay, so I'll round this up. This is more on an operational level, of course, but what we hope for is that all members work as ambassadors to spread the use of IDER and to register and to send IDER IDs early in an early stage. And also to take ownership of the registrations so that we update the metadata added, and this includes us, of course, as well. Because there's still a lot of inconsistency between different distributors and production companies. But of course there are no quick fixes, and it's always a long process. But quality is key, so we keep pressing on using IDER as a way of keeping our quality really high. Thank you. Comment?
No, I mean, I think we went over time, but we will be part of the panel that comes on, so if you have any questions, you can address us there. Thank you.
Okay, moving on to the next presentation, who is local, so hopefully we'll stay on time.